until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records, put them on the machine, Play With Records.
Good afternoon. It is just past 1 o'clock here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Broadcasting from the lovely, lovely Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. Tis I, DJ Tangent, your host of Numbers with Wings. And I am going to take Kid Koala's advice and play some records today. Yeah. And I'm being shadowed today by a newbie, so things are probably going to go awry. Chaos will reign, but hey, it's all part of the fun. So first, as always, the theme song. Take it away, boys.
No one's ever seen me. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the fairies got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled little dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes blue.
I, DJ Tangent, and there's a reason I played that song. Well, two, I like it. And the second one, I was doing updating my logs finally yesterday, and this is show number 50. Well, 51 if you count that the one that where Chancellor surprised me with the This Just In show. But yeah, so in honor of the 50th show, I chose to play the Circle Jerks Golden Shower of Hits. I saw them once in London, Ontario, probably the summer of 85. So it's kind of a summery song, too. Too bad about the weather today. And before that, we had the theme song, Numbers with Wings by the Bongos. All right. So I'm going to attempt to stretch a tangent for as long as possible and see if I can get it through a whole hour. You might get it by the end. It makes sense to me, so it obviously should make sense to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So Thursday night, just after I was listening to John McClurg, the party man, Happy Town, and the Power Hour, I believe it's called, came on after that, and they were playing Bob Dylan covers. But they missed one. So I felt I must rectify that. So I am going to play Jason and the Scorchers. Absolutely Sweet Marie. I've played it before, but it's well worth playing again. I'm going to follow. Okay, so that, and then the tangent starts. So the next song I'm going to play after that is Burnin', an apostrophe, by Goodco. The video has just been nominated, a film festival in Atlanta chose it to be one of the competitors there, so I'm going to play that. And then I'm going to follow that up with, because it seemed to fit, another Jason and the Scorchers song called Help, There's a Fire. But first, Absolutely Sweet Marie.
lost outside my doorstep, but not all that lonely. A strange is a stranger who chose to talk to me. She said, you're kind of funny. I said, I swear I got some plans. If I were a candle, I'd be burning.
Yeah.
Okay. Tis I. I'm back. DJ Tangent. All right. So. Chaos has reigned. I didn't get the album picked out that I wanted to, so I gotta do it a slightly different way. And, just give me a sec. So, if we back up one song from the Jason and the Scorchers to Goodco. Oh, yeah, so that was Absolutely Sweet Marie, Jason and the Scorchers, Burnin', Goodco, Help, There's a Fire, Jason and the Scorchers. Both of those Jason and the Scorchers tunes were from the EP Fervor, which came out in 1983-ish. So if we back up a bit to Goodco, the drummer of Goodco is Dan Killen. And yesterday at the YGK Beer Fest, young Dan was, in fact, killing it as the drummer for Piner's Band. So that brings me to a Piner song. Now, I got the album, but Piner. Label the sides, please. I had to count the songs, and then by the time I got it all figured out, it wasn't time enough to find it on the album, so I have to play it the other way. Yes, musicians, please. Please, I beg of you. Label your albums clearly. Anyway, so to continue with the tangent, so we've got Dan from Goodco playing with Piner, so I'm going to play Piner. Piner happened to play a cover song by Waxahachie, so I'm going to play a Waxahachie song. Well, it's actually with Waxahachie and her sister Allison, called Brand New City. And then, yeah, the tangent's going to go even further after that. But here we go. A song by Piner called Floodplains, followed by Brand New City. We'll be right back. Okay, it says I. I'm back. DJ Tangent. Here on Numbers with Wings. On CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And we need to hear from our old friend, Mr. Brown. Give me a second here. Because, you know, things are happening.
Amateurs!
Yes, thank you, Ian. We are, in fact, amateurs. All right, so what do we have there? Piner with floodplains, and, well, let's call it, it says Snowcaps, Waxahachie, Allison Crutchfield, Brand New City. So that was before that. Continuing along on our tangent. This is getting fun. So, a couple of months ago, I guess, I seem to recall playing a new release with, it was Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie. So that brings us to Natch, Courtney Barnett. So I'm going to play, oh man, what is it? Adequate at Best or something like that? The album cover's way over there. Hang on, be right back. I was close. Pedestrian at Best. Images. And then I'm going to follow that up with a song by King Stingray from their Spiffy Silver record called Category 5. About a Category 5 cyclone, which sort of fit the weather this morning. I was, middle child was out of town, so I was feeding the cats. And the duck, the rain was just distracting her too much. She was offended by it, and she wouldn't eat her breakfast. But then things calmed down. So, yeah. And then we'll see where we go from there. So, here we go. Courtney Barnett.
Besides the other, Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new track from Kingston's pop-punk rockers Lumpfish, who are back again with yet another single called Rainy Day that is for sure to get you rocking in the lumpiest way possible. You won't want to miss this one. And stay tuned. Lumpfish will be joining CFRC later this spring as part of our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, so even more great music from them is coming your way. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Lumpfish's Rainy Day on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Continue to rain over us. So, yeah. So, what did we hear? We heard Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best, and King Stingray with Cat 5, bracket Cyclone, close bracket. And Lumpfish again on the release radar. They are going to be playing at the Broom Factory the 22nd, on part of the bill with Gizmo, I think. Ooh. I should double-check that. I will double-check that in a minute while these next two songs are playing. Because I checked the spreadsheet, and I'm pretty sure that's the show. But I could be wrong again. All right, so where are we going now? Well, funny you should ask. I mean, I know where we're going. You don't. It'll be a surprise. As always, remember last week? A surprise song? They're all a surprise. So, generally speaking, anytime King Stingray plays on Bandcamp in my car, it is followed up by this next artist, Dyja Wolf, who is from the album Great Northern Man. And so we've got Australian, and he is from the Northwest Territories. And so then I'm going to follow that up with Electric Lemonade, who are from the Yukon, with their song, Sinners. Excuse me. I just committed the sin of coughing on the radio. And they sort of tie in with yesterday being Pride Day here. See what I did there? It hasn't quite taken an hour, but I've gone all the way around on a tangent, and I'm coming back to start over again. So here we go. The song I'm going to play by Dyja Wolf is called Saw, bracket, Bear, close bracket. All right, here we go.
could kiss me and laugh. So we will block careless streets.
Back, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm still in Lower Carruthers Hall. Looks gray out. Of course, this window has that shade, so it's hard to say, but it's probably still gray out there. So, what did we hear? Oh, yeah. Dodger Wolf with Sa, or Bear in English, and Electric Lemonade with Sinners. So, where do we go from here? Classic question. Always a question. I think we shall endeavor to do a six-pack of brand spankers. Oops. So, I was on the exclamation point earshot distro. And also had emails from the Bandcamp. So, yeah, I have six brand spankers to share with you. The first two are going to be, what's the song called? Wrong. Yeah, that mouse won't get me anywhere. Hang on, I'm gonna make this bigger so I can see it. Okay, I lied, I need to make it wider. There we go, so I can see all the words. Okay, so I'm going to play a song by a combo named Fruit Snack called Going on the Patch. From the album Going on the Patch that came out the 10th. So what does it say? Fruit Snack is the name used by some guy that sings songs in Montreal named Zach. He broke his teeth or something on the local music scene playing house shows and stuff. After many years of playing solo and getting recognition for his eccentric songwriting, he's finally got those busted chompers fixed up and has expanded his band to include the likes of Reese Clemenhag, Claire Lewin, and Andrew Wilson. I, and that's whoever wrote this, heard a rumor that they are bringing new life to those silly little songs and having lots of fun while doing it. And yeah, I listened to it and it seemed lots of fun. And then we're going to go a little electronica. So, again, if the band title catches my eye, then I'll listen, and then the song caught my ear. So this is the artist is called French for Horse. No, not Cheval, just French for Horse. A sonic time capsule that transports the listener straight to the golden era of Y2K electronica, roughly 1997 to 2003. It's incredibly diverse, refusing to stay in a single lane. Yes, it's called Plaid in Full, or are you supposed to pronounce it like Played in Full? Anyway, oh yeah, here's the best part. The EP plays like the soundtrack to the best video game never made or a lost mixtape found in the tape deck of a 1999 Honda Civic. A genre-bending joyride that hits every emotional note from aggression to zen-like happiness. And let's hope for more of the latter there. And then, so what else? Oh, the debut from French for Horse is fun, unpretentious, and expertly crafted. So what's the song called? Oh, man, all those words. It is called Grand Prix. So, first off, here in the set, we have Fruit Snack Going on the Patch. And again, when I tell you, hope that your eyes stay seeing and you don't require progressive lenses and have to read things on a monitor that is above neck level. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Fruit Snack Going on the Patch and French for Horse Grand Prix.